This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Number one, the way it seems to be so easy for us to dehumanize people. Those relatives we don't speak to, those ways that are so backward, that person who should rot in hell, that person who deserves it, who deserves nothing, this person who deserves better, who deserves the world. That other is the other side of the self. It's forgetting this that scares me. Number two, paper cut on eyeball. Just a big old slice by envelope or printer paper. Straight across the brown part and the black part and the white part and all the blood vessels. Like a knife halfway through an onion. Number three, a tree falling on me. Maybe from snow or lightning or no reason. Number four, dying for no reason. It's not cancer, it's not a car accident, it's not old age or complications. It's just a blink and nothing with no explanation, just an expiration. No story, no way to make sense of it, no dramatic arc, and no afterlife. No understanding, no preparation, just instant and total void for no reason. Number five, unwittingly reenacting the sad past. What if I am just living my life, not realizing I am recreating the very same events that led to tragedy or disaster? Shouldn't I, to be on the safe side, just do everything differently than I would normally do then? To counterintuitively counteract the possibility I'm unwittingly reenacting the sad past? Number six. Haven't we as a country kind of already, in reality, reenacted the sad past? Aren't we still doing it? Number seven, realizing I studied for the wrong test. This is that nightmare of taking a final test after skipping class all year, translated into waking life. Thinking the airport security line couldn't possibly take this long. Thinking your kids will be just fine. And they aren't. They really aren't. Number eight, fear of repeating myself. Maybe I am scared that repeating myself is just a way to avoid wondering what I'm scared of under those stories I already know. Number nine, that aliens from outer space are actually aliens from inner space, living and thriving in our own individual selves. Number 10. What if the very act of naming what scares me is in fact magnetizing those very things to me? That not just mine, but all of our greatest fears are coming right back at us. That we have dehumanized each other and we haven't learned from our mistakes and we have repeated them and we didn't realize that the aliens were actually us. And that something that I never imagined could be a weapon, a piece of paper, could slice through a delicate, complex, and vulnerable part of me. It scares me that we don't know what we're doing. That we can't see beyond our own patch of sidewalk, our own kids, our own eyes. I guess I'm not so much scared of us as scared of what we're not. What I'm not. What I can't even name or know, but must learn. Somehow, this time around. My name is Brenda Shaughnessy, and these are 10 things that scare me.
Brenda Shaughnessy is a poet. Her most recent book is Octopus Museum. The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Odelia Rubin, Sarah Sandbach, Emily Botine, and Paula Schumann. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? That I'm going to be biking down the street and my crack is going to show and then some kids in a car are going to drive by and yell, "Crack kills!" and like laugh at me. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.